This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off! You're a huge fucking cop!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now that you woken up the demon in me. You smell that, Joe?
Yeah, was that a fart?
No, that's Christmas.
Oh.
Christmas.
I don't like the new camera angle. You can't see Danny at all.
Well, Danny, he's fucking hiding. He's hiding. He's here. Danny, just raise your hand. Look,
yeah.
No, just raise your hand. There he is. He's right there.
If we didn't have a pig in the corner.
Could hardly see you.
Well,
you know.
No one needs to see me as much as they need to hear me.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show live.
Live, that's right, we're here.
On hamradioshow.com. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a white trash Christmas party today on the show. Well, tonight on the show. I keep forgetting that we're an evening show now.
Yeah, I know. I still feel like it's
I'm in morning show mode at all times. Yeah. Do you understand that? I'm sorry.
I usually forget what day of the week it is.
That's because you're an illiterate, fucking dyslexic piece of shit.
I'm very old.
But that's just me.
I'm very old.
I just like to point things out. It's White Trash Christmas, which means we'll be celebrating later on the show playing Dollar Store Santa, which means each and every member of the show has gone to a dollar store of their choosing and purchased gifts for the...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I probably can't use it. However, I will graciously take it because, remember, it's about giving.
That's right.
Right?
Isn't that how it is?
What's this thing? Giving and not receiving? Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is?
Last year, Danny bought me a rope to hang myself.
Yes, and you did not use his gift
wisely.
That
was a couple of years ago, and you still haven't done it.
Yeah, so you have totally reneged on your freaking shit.
I still have the rope, Danny.
Oh, and Danny still has his fucking Christmas wish.
Oh, you better not get me another piece of rope.
This year I got you the noose. Yeah.
And Billy brought me duct tape, which I could always use, you know.
You can duct tape yourself, your hands, you know, behind your back while you put the rope around your neck.
I even forgot what I got you guys last year.
Lord knows we try to block it out, too.
Lord knows. It's something cheap. I know that.
By the way, we're also live in the Facebook Live suite.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
It is. It's not.
That's true.
The Facebook Live suite, you can hit it up by hitting up my Facebook directly. And everyone that's in there, there's Nick is in there. Giggles is in there. Regina's in there. Phil's in there. A whole bunch of other people. Brian is in there from the Radio Freaks. A whole bunch of people. He's a new daddy. You remember that?
What do you have, a boy or a girl?
He had a boy. Uh-huh. It's his Liam, if I'm correct. Liam.
Oh, I like that name.
His name of the child. The baby is the fucking cutest thing in the world.
Oh, there is no such thing as an ugly
baby. No. There are ugly babies.
No.
Look at my baby pictures. There are ugly babies.
Oh, I thought that was a monkey.
Yeah, well, they shaved me.
Take that banana out of your mouth when talking to a lady.
That wasn't a banana.
That's me. No.
Wacky, that's the antics you can get on this show. We make fucking banana jokes.
Yeah.
No, but anywho, and, beautiful baby. Kid has a face that when the kid laughs, the whole room would light up. It's the funniest. Like, looks
what are you
like
saying? He's a light bulb?
No, a little bit. He does have a bulb head, and like they screw him into the thing.
That's how you make him. That's not how you get him.
That's how you get him. You screw him in.
Yeah.
Hello there, Giggles, up there in the chat room.
Yeah. Hi, Giggles.
Oh, hi, Giggles. Are you not on speaking terms? You say Giggles. You didn't say hi, honey.
This is the one-year anniversary of Billy's engagement.
Yes, 1 year ago.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was Christmas.
This ain't Christmas.
Oh, sure it is.
All right, so a couple of days. What is it? 5 days now? 4 days?
Christmas is a season.
It's 4 days away, isn't it? Yeah. Christmas?
Today's the 20th,
So 5 days. Well, you don't count today because we're in it.
That's right.
So 4 days, and 4 days from now will be the anniversary of Billy asking the lovely Giggles. He threw a box at her and said, well.
I never signed any such contract.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Did you get down on one knee and do the whole routine?
No, you don't remember. You don't remember Billy's.
I dropped stuff. Yeah, I had to go on one knee.
You don't remember Billy's whole engagement? How he proposed to Giggles? Dude, he threw a box at her that had the ring in it, and
it didn't have the ring, right? If I'm not mistaken,
what it was?
No, he pranked her first.
Right. He pranked
her first because he's a little. Scamp like that,
this
motherfucker. Then he did. Yeah, Billy, tell the story. Go ahead.
Okay. I forget.
Twas the twop before Christmas. Yeah. Tell the story. And nothing for
please. What are we don't saying? Say a
who
word.
Tells a riveting story, Alexa or Billy? Which one is?
Alexa woke up when you said it.
Yeah, see, you woke up.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's not sure though. Alexa,
she's confused.
Is Billy a piece of driftwood?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh, she's not sure.
We're sure.
I hate your guts.
I'm fucking positive.
That's right.
That he is.
We know me better.
Also today, the guys, well, at least one of them, Babchick from the Morning Men, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports 82.
Is this important?
Yes, he will be at...
Now hear this.
Thank you. They're celebrating Falmas, a Christmas party for the fans.
Falmas?
Their fans are called Fals, F-A-Ls. And Falmas is how... Foul.
Okay.
F-A-L, not F-O-U-L.
Yeah, like birds.
Yes.
Who fell?
Not the... Shut up and let me finish the thing. Okay. So... What happens is they're at this party. They might be calling in. They have the number. So we might be getting some drunken phone calls from some fans of another show who are hopefully going to cross-pollinate and be fans of this very program.
Cross-pollinate.
Cross-pollinate.
You know, it could be like this. Just like this, always.
It can be just like this, all right? I can't quit you. It can be just like this. What time do we want to start? Do we want to do it on the next break? What do we want? Danny already is laughing.
You're the host.
I say tomorrow.
No, no. I like Danny is already laughing, so I don't know when Danny wants to start doing White Trash Christmas. Well, we have to do Dollar Store Santa, and we only have a two-hour show now. We used to have four hours, and we can stretch.
I can't take it anymore!
And we can stretch it the fuck out. Billy is very fucking FX-friendly today.
You want to do it after the break and get it over with?
Well, we can. I have shit to talk about now, so we can
be
do that.
Good.
What happened?
Do it after the break. Right, so
Billy's very good at voting. He waits till someone says something and he goes,
yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that guy.
I'll do that, yeah.
Yes. Well, you know. We'll do it tomorrow.
I agree with Howard Johnson. You already used that joke and it failed miserably. Yeah. Stop it.
I agree with Howard Johnson.
That's right.
Lawrence Johnson's right about Howard Johnson being right.
How are you going to outdo yourself this year, Billy? I mean, an engagement ring is a biggie. You know, so how could you outdo yourself?
He's going to actually move out.
He's going to move in.
You nuts? You can't outdo that.
Sure you can. You get married.
Well, what do you get him after? Like pots?
No.
Like pots and pans? What do you get?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's a wok.
Are we allowed to mention a certain thing? What? As you told me before.
What? I was going to say to Danny privately. Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Now I'm
confused. Because yet again, I should have fucking told Joe, but I had to tell Joe something.
You gotta tell me.
Yeah, because you have diarrhea of the mouth.
I gotta tell. Look how occasionally I didn't give it away.
You were fucking about to. Lost sight of this fucking moment for a second, if I turned away, you would have been like, hey, Danny, you know what Eddie told me before the show?
Yeah, can you believe this?
Yeah, so hold on. I'll tell Danny during the break.
Okay.
And because it's not for public consumption unless
not yet
that person
anyway.
No, unless said person wants to call the show
like a donut or something.
And if they want to call the show, that's fine. But it only affects Danny and me.
Okay.
And
I'm frightfully sorry, but I've got an awful shock for you.
And friends of this person, I don't even think Billy will give a fuck.
No.
So it only affects. I don't think it affects the audience.
We all give a fuck.
We give a fuck because we know said person. I'm sure Billy will kind of give a fuck, but he's like Driftwood, like I said before. I don't know if he's going to honestly give a fuck.
Is it Wednesday yet?
It is Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Did you just figure it out?
I knew something was wrong with my day.
I'm just saying that we'll save that for the break, and then I'll tell Danny off fucking air.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss it. That it was a private matter.
I bet he knows already.
No, he doesn't know. I can put
I
money.
I have no idea what the
I
fuck you're talking about.
Look, I can put money that Danny has no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Let's not tell him.
Let's not tell him.
Let's let him find out on his own.
Yeah.
Joe, did you find that rope yet?
I wonder why he got you a rope.
I don't know.
He's laying it out now as we speak.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. This is White Trash Christmas. Do you see how we get along in a family?
Yeah, we are.
We argue. That's what a real Christmas party is. Not these fake ones that you hear on freaking radio shows where they're like, hey, I love you, Danny. You know what I got you? Tickets to go see Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
You better run, you son of a bitch.
I know. Yeah, no.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
and you're going to take them?
Danny would have done
the fuck?
Well, I was hoping to grab her ass.
Danny, she has no ass.
Yeah.
Alexa.
What the hell you think you're doing?
Alexa, does Taylor Swift have an ass?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, see, if she don't
but she shits out of both ends.
She shits out of a lower hole in her back.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
Asshole, everybody has an ass.
No one has an ass.
Everybody has one.
No, she does not have
an
ass.
She has a hole, but she doesn't have the buns.
She has no buns.
No buns, yeah.
Like, I know that there's chicks right now listening to this show that are right here. Like, Lori has an ass. Giggles has an ass. Christine has an ass. Jane sure as hell has an ass. There's a lot of women that are listening to this program right now that have asses. And I applaud. That's a nice, juicy rump that you have.
Yeah.
That's an ass.
Rump.
What this bitch has, Taylor Swift, there is no ass.
No.
I literally, if I was in that courtroom with that poor DJ, would have lifted her skirt up and went, Your Honor!
We have to examine the evidence.
There is no ass here.
There is nothing. Where's my fingerprint?
She shits out of a lower hole in her back.
That's right.
The leg goes right to the back. There is no connecting to anything.
There is no ass. Have you ever seen her, Joe, and looked at a picture of Taylor Swift and said, wow, what a tookus.
Yeah.
I've never done that. It's
well,
never
you usually
happened.
Never get that far.
No, I usually am finished masturbating.
Miley Cyrus has no ass either.
For, you got me saying her name wrong again. Yeah. It's not Molly Cyrus. It's Miley Cyrus.
Well, she has no ass either.
Who the fuck? I look at her little petite little tits.
I'm not here to suck your dick.
Yeah, we'll see what she wears. These tight things, it's flat back there. There's no buns at all.
All right, so
she ain't
not...
no Kardashian, that's for sure.
Well, no, and I like a nice juicy rump.
Absolutely.
I'm an ass and thigh man. Really I do right. not prefer... Tits, I don't care about your titties. I care about your ass.
I like the black ones.
And not even like for anal. I'm not trying to fuck you in the ass, ladies.
Oh, no. It's
all right, ladies, it's calm down. It's not one of the, you know, it's not one of these type things. It's not one of these at all. I don't look at you, and I never ponder, you know.
Anal or no anal.
Never. Not. I don't worry about that. What
aren't
I worry
you
about.
Lucky.
What I worry about, it's something to hold on to. I like a nice squeeze of the tuchus. Yeah. I like a nice rump. That's what I enjoy.
She's got a great ass.
I haven't got time for this Mickey Mouse bullshit.
Yeah. It's a nice ass.
Hey, Ivanka Trump, anal or no anal? What do you think?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are we playing this actual game now?
I'm just curious.
I hope not.
Wait, hold on. If we're playing the actual game, then I gotta fucking play the intro. You know the rules, Joe. Okay.
Ham Radio presents Anal or No Anal.
All right, so on the docket.
Yeah.
Joe is throwing out... Ivanka Trump?
Yeah.
The daughter?
Yes.
Danny, Ivanka Trump, anal or no anal?
I would have to say no.
All right, so Ivanka Trump does not take it in the shitter, according to Danny. Billy, Ivanka Trump, anal or no anal?
I'm pretty much going to go with no.
No?
I don't think she would. I don't even think she enjoys sex. Conventional, you know?
I'm kind of with Billy on this, you know? I think she's not a sexual person. I think she's, you know, she's very...
So we have...
She could be Queen of England.
So we're around the room when asking about Ivanka Trump.
Yeah. Anal or no anal?
We're all in agreement that she does not take it in the shitpipe.
Right.
Probably not.
Anal or no anal.
All right. Well, this
now,
has been...
Melania is a different story.
Jesus Christ, Joe. You're going to make me fucking do this again.
No, we don't have to.
Ham Radio presents Anal or No Anal.
On the docket, Melania Trump. Anal or no anal. Danny, anal or no anal, the First Lady of the United States of America, Danny.
No.
No anal for Melania. Billy... Melania
Trump. You have to ask me nicely.
I'm going
to
ask you real nice. Anal or no anal?
No.
Joe, we already know your answer.
Definitely anal. Donald Trump would not marry a woman who doesn't take it up the ass.
Donald Trump would not take a lady.
He did that with Ivana, and he learned his lesson. They married the other two that definitely take it.
Now, I gotta agree with Joe on this.
Absolutely.
Because Melania is from another country.
And they like it that way.
I'm going to say that the shit pipe is open for business.
Yeah, she's Greek, isn't she?
She's not Greek.
What is she?
She's like...
Please. I want you. I'm burning for you. Fire.
Isn't she like... I don't even know. Is she Eastern European?
She's Eastern European, yes.
That's the same thing.
That's totally not the same thing.
No?
That's not the same thing at all.
It's close.
Not even remotely.
But if you look at the map from a dyslexic point of view, he's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Anal or no anal.
Joe's map is folded.
Yeah.
Okay? It's never been opened. It's got dust on it. He has no clue wherever the fuck.
I use navigation.
It's flat like Taylor Swift's ass.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another rounding edition of...
Anal or no anal.
There you go. Brought to you by, of course, us. The Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. By the way, did everyone see the newest one?
What
on
new?
On the allegation bandwagon, on the allegation avalanche, as I refer to it.
Oh, God.
T.J. Miller. You know T.J. Miller from Deadpool?
Oh, no.
Was it not the lead guy in Deadpool, the second guy in Deadpool, Joe.
Okay.
He has been, and by the way, the former Silicon Valley star, accused of sexual assault, accused of, by the way, in this was published by the Daily Beast, he was supposedly sexually assaulted a girl and punched her.
Oh.
While they were students at George Washington University, of course, him and his wife vehemently deny this.
How long ago was this?
Did he actually go to George Washington?
2001. Supposedly, yes, they did. Okay. And he supposedly, you know, he admits to, you know, being with
his
chick.
So he donkey punched her?
I don't know if he donkey punched her, supposedly he punched her in the gut or something. Uh-huh. Or I don't even know exactly all the gruesome details.
He couldn't push her down the steps instead?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, maybe she deserved it.
Well, Billy, can you go over there and punch Joe? Maybe she deserved
it. No, she might have been antagonizing him. She might have hit him first.
But that's not the point. You don't say that she deserved it. No one deserves to be punched, Joe. No one, unless the situation is an action movie and they kidnapped his daughter by gunpoint.
Sometimes you got to defend yourself, though. You know, like so somebody's hitting you.
She's not Bruce Lee. She's a chick that was in college that he, by the way, stuck it in.
Oh, don't say that. A lot of chicks are tough, man.
All right, shut up. Please stop talking.
I got beat up a lot of time by women.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, but you paid extra.
I was going to say, he paid. Yeah. Totally beat me, too.
I like those high heels. All
right, but wait. But hold on. There's more shit to go on here.
Yeah.
Also, did you hear the story that Sly Stallone,
really?
His accuser filed a false police report. Wow. So the DA is deciding whether to prosecute or not because, because the allegations, mm-hmm. as they are out there, not true. It stands to be said that now we have physical evidence that there are people out there that will falsify documents and say that they were done.
What a shock.
Now, I'm not saying...
Gloria Allred.
I'm not... Allred, first off. Jesus Christ, get her name right.
Second off, she didn't...
No, she hasn't falsified shit. Just shut up.
Her daughter did.
No, she did not.
Is alleged to have gone
alleged.
Out... And tried to secure money from donors
I love
to
how, by the
bring
way,
these things
no,
forward.
What about
no,
that
I love
that they wrote in the book?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Well, that's number one.
Yeah.
Also, number two, I love how you come out and just say shit. If you were by yourself, if this was the Joe show, number one, you would be shut down in a second. Number two, you would be arrested because you're fucking saying things as if they're fact and they're not. They're alleged. That's why the alleged bill goes off.
All of this stuff is
documented. They are alleged.
It's all documented.
Yeah,
I don't get it out of here.
It is documented.
I read it all on the internet.
Yes, and the internet is not always true.
No.
The internet's also a place where you can buy dick pills that make you grow into a black man.
Okay,
it's not fucking all accurate.
Let them sue the internet guys. You know?
They can sue the internet guys. You cannot come out and just say shit you don't
know. What they can say is I'm spreading a rumor.
You're not spreading a rumor.
See,
Hold on. He's not saying... Joe, you have to understand what you just fucking said.
What I said.
You're not spreading a rumor. You said it as fact.
Right. If
you didn't say it was a rumor. You said it was fact.
If you start the saying with
first of all, you get her name wrong.
Rumor has it.
Allegedly.
And it'll work.
It's not that hard to do. Allegedly. It's real fucking simple.
You mean,
supposedly.
I gotta say allegedly first.
Every fucking time, Joe. We say this every time to you. You don't understand.
Could you make a sounder?
No. We're not gonna make a sounder. You're a fucking 71-year-old
man. Bud, what's your problem?
Wait, isn't he older than 70-something, Danny? That you hit your mic with your fucking hand?
He's fucking, I don't know how
Joe,
old
Joe, how
he
old
is.
Are you?
73.
You're 73. Learn!
What are you people? On dope?
Learn, you motherfucker, learn.
Well, I'm old.
It's not that hard. Allegedly. It's real. It's
can't
fucking
teach an
easy.
Old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
Roll over. What?
Well, anyway, the Stallone says he intends to file a complaint. They accuse the woman of filing a false police report.
What's her name?
However, police tell us that that their first order of business will be investigating her claims, and that won't be easy. I love how when I'm reading something, someone always has to interrupt. It's either Joe or Billy, the two old fucks in the room.
You see?
Have fucking diarrhea in the mouth when they want to talk.
What was her name?
I didn't fucking get to it yet because I was fucking reading the one paragraph.
Joe.
You have a computer in front of you. Google it, you lazy shit.
I'm
Holy
doing something
shit.
Else.
So am I. It's called hosting the show.
Well, hurry up and get to it.
Jesus Christ.
We got a fucking break we got to take.
Yeah, I'm busy doing my job, asshole face. Oh, my fucking God. By the way, when the fans fucking are telling you guys to shut up, read
that?
The fucking the live feed. The fans are telling you to shut up, both of you. Be quiet.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
I, maybe they're telling you to be quiet.
Yeah, like, Corey, stop talking to you.
Hello.
Yeah, LOL to you.
Oh, I thought it was Lolo.
You fucking dyslexic cocksucker. Can we do a show like fucking professionals? I beg of you. Can we do a radio program?
That word any old way.
I beg of you. Can we do a show? Can you shut the fuck up and actually do a show for once? Danny actually knows when to shut the fuck up and talk.
Leave me alone.
And do all the stuff he has to do. You two cocksuckers can't figure it out.
Why is he?
It's not possible.
He's picking on us
because it's you too. It's not Danny. Danny's not doing
anything. Come on, move it, lard ass.
Danny's doing his fucking job. What do you think? Sound effects are gonna hurt me, Bill? Shut up. Yeah, he's like, play lard ass. Oh yeah, fuck. Now I don't want to do the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus Christ.
Into the commercial time.
I'm cutting into anything I want. It's my fucking show. Read the fucking signs, asshole. Jesus Christ.
But they pay our bills.
Yeah. Can you fucking? Maybe just do your job, and you have a computer in front of you, look up the girl's name. Is it possible that maybe you can do like an oomph degree more? Maybe you can actually move out of your fucking house and move in with your fiance. Maybe
get a bucket.
You can do that. You can do that little bit more that you don't fucking do, you lazy shit.
I would.
Is it possible?
I don't have to.
You don't have to move in with your girlfriend?
Nobody said anything about that. Excuse me, that
was the point I was making, and then you just said I don't have to.
Well,
so you don't have to move in with your fiance? Giggles, he doesn't have to move in with you. He just wanted you to know that. That's what he wants you to know. Hey, you want to play fuck-fuck? I'll play fuck-fuck. I'm just saying.
Fuck-fuck.
You're playing a little fuck-fuck. You're playing a little bit of fuck-fuck on today's show.
Fuck-fuck.
He's playing a little fuck-fuck, Danny. I'm just saying. Now, can we go to break now? Let's ask Billy. Billy, can we go to break?
4 minutes ago.
Up to Danny. Danny gave me the wrap-up now.
I'm fucking ready.
He's fucking ready.
I'm ready to hit the button. I'm waiting for all you motherfuckers to shut the fuck up.
I'm waiting for Billy to fucking actually do his job. It's fucking crazy. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. If it's okay with Billy, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back here on the program, now we have to give each other gifts. Fucking great. We're right back with White Trash Christmas Dollar Store Santa after these words. Biatch!
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words to describe Dr. Deborah Leno. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Oh, yeah! I know that one! Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoxals.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming!
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching!
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar!
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practice that guitar, Santa. Next time, we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
Thank God Danny played my favorite Christmas song.
This is very nice.
Yeah, very nice. It's about to get a little harder in a second, Joe.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show, White Trash, Christmas, Dollar Store Santa in a little bit. Bow! Christmas in Sarajevo. Billy, what's the new name of this band?
The new name?
Yeah, because it was good.
No, no. This band is the fucking whatever orchestra. But the founding member of this band, him and his brother played a band called Sabotage.
Yeah. Oh, so they were Sabotage first, and then
yes.
I thought they were only this during the fucking Christmas time.
No.
Because they have one song anyone gives a shit about.
The one brother died, and then like after that, they just sort of twisted, and then they ended up doing this. He ended up the other brother who survived, Olivio, or I forget.
Are these synthesizers or
no? They use it
when the orchestra.
Yeah, it's a full blown thing.
If some would say it was a electric light orchestra, Joe.
No.
Big difference. I just spotty audio in the Diary of Five, maybe.
Maybe.
I have no clue what the fuck Joe just said. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Your mic is fading, Billy.
No,
that's
it's
what
not.
She said. That's what Giggles is saying.
Well, maybe over her way.
I'm getting happy birthdays still from people. Happy birthday. Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We are live, of course, here on HamRadioShow.com. Also live on Facebook Live right now via the camera angle that Joe hates.
I hate this camera angle.
But the ham cam is up because Joe's not in it.
No, I don't like to be on camera because if I smoke a joint, people see it.
That is true. Yeah.
But I thought the reason the camera was turned this way was
because
of the pig being there, thus the door used to maintain.
You can't see the pig.
Right.
No, but the thing that's holding up the lighting and everything around it
is
what held the camera in.
Right.
And now it won't work out.
Joe kind of fucked it up for everybody.
Put it somewhere else.
No. We can't.
We got a 50-foot wire on there.
Well, we would have to run the wire over there somewhere.
Just leave it.
So here's what you do for next time. Just put something in the wall over there that we can attach the camera to.
How about you just survive for the next couple of weeks until Christmas is over and we remove the pig and everything?
Okay.
All right.
Just go a couple of days and take it down.
I thought we were going to leave the pig.
No, the pig always disappears.
We don't want to leave the pig?
Pig doesn't stay all the time.
No, I wanted the pig to stay.
That's a Christmas pig, Edward.
Oh, it's a Christmas ham?
That's a Christmas pig, yeah.
It's a Christmas ham.
I'm going to put it in my Showtime rotisserie and cook them.
Thank you for dropping the Ronco.
Yes.
Fucking name brand. By the way, we were talking about TJ Miller before we went to break, and then we talked about Stallone and his fake allegations.
Yeah.
I want to bring up something that I can't pronounce her fucking name, but Mika, you know, from Morning Joe. She's the blonde that's marrying Joe there. They're a couple.
Was she accept?
No.
No, Joe, shut up. Stop talking. Okay. You talk too much.
No, I just...
Mika on the show actually said something fucking genius, and I'm glad that a woman fucking finally has said this. So I'm going to play it right now for you because she... unlike everyone else, is not going to skirt this issue.
Because the process needs to be, it's going to be complicated. But I think women feel that they are maligned and mistreated through the process, and therefore they're afraid to step forward. So we need to look at the process. But right now, any woman can say anything, and a man's career is ruined.
Right there.
Yeah.
That is the perfect understanding of what's going on and the thing
it's
that scares
true.
The living shit out of me.
Well, it's
going
to blow up in the faces eventually because you can't go on like this with accusation after accusation.
Well, this is
some sort of repercussion happening.
This is what
the sky is falling.
Yeah, man. This is what Joe says on Morning Joe. He tries to cut her off and then she tells him, hey, bitch, please, shut up.
Fuck yourself.
Now, a lot of women can say things that are true, and their career should be ruined.
By the way.
But the problem
is, hold on.
That any woman can say anything.
Yeah, I wish I had that power in this show.
And it's over.
Is that
how we're running businesses now?
There is a reporter whose name I will not mention, a very good reporter, who was called in, was not told what he was accused of, by an anonymous person, and he was immediately dismissed. So not only do you not get to face your accuser, in this case, you don't even get to know what the charges are against you. So when you hire a lawyer, you can't defend yourself.
And the best is all these talking heads around him have no clue what to say.
Yeah.
Because
they don't want to get into trouble.
And look, I'm not a Morning Joe fan. I'm not a lefty fucking asshole either. But my point is, they just turned this whole thing on its fucking ass. Not even on its ear. On its ass. Because having a woman come out and say that all a woman has to do is say anything, make an allegation, and a man's career is over, is a huge, huge fucking statement to make.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to bring it up because I heard it today, and she's getting a little flack from it, from, you know, of course, people that are saying, you're blaming the victims. She's not blaming the victims. She's bringing up a fucking point that we've tried to bring up on this show since the moment this fucking asshole avalanche has started, where everybody is a name and everyone's fucking out there and everyone's coming out and saying all this shit. He touched me. He did this. He did that.
You are correct, Edward.
If you don't have fucking evidence, like the other ones, like Matt Lauer admitted to it.
He admitted to it.
He's fucking out of there. Okay?
You know, I said it on the show
a couple of times.
Accusations should not be made public.
Yeah. Keep checking time.
If you have proof and there's inconclusive proof, hang the bastards because it's proven. But, you know, accusations, they should not be made public.
There was a time the media did do that.
Yeah, Edward R. Murrow, when you were actually fucking reporters.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they used discretion and they waited for evidence. But in this day and age, if you're not the first one to say it, there's no credit
that's,
on
that's
the story.
That's part of the problem. You know, we have this 24-hour news cycle. They need news. They need controversy. They need something. You know, it's like that soap opera syndrome.
But you can still
you
fill
keep
up
writing stuff.
You
know?
Can still fill up the 24-hour news cycle and be objective.
Yeah.
Objective, not fucking damaging and just dismissive.
We say but the truth is...
I'm just saying you can. I'm saying you can. I'm not saying they're going to fucking do it, Joe. I'm saying that you can, though.
Of course you can.
You fucking can.
But they all go by ratings, and this stuff brings in ratings. Right, and Billy, so let's keep talking about
Billy,
it.
You know?
The little box in front of your face, which you type things in, that's... where they most of the stuff's all coming from, and they jump all over it, and they get people to
like
believe
assholes
things.
Like Joe who just read headlines.
I like that.
And then spout out their rhetoric and
it's,
bullshit.
It's more interesting.
Like, I read tons of the headlines because to me they're funny. Like, if something I look at and go, well, I don't know, this might be sort of true. Let me read it and then see also the sources and all of this.
Tabloid journalism has been doing that for hundreds of years.
Star and the Inquirer, all of those things at the newsstands.
Put a weird headline now, up there and they don't worry about the story.
But well, now you have a internet full of it and anybody and everybody could create something. You come up with a good idea and put it out there as like a factual type thing, dress it up, make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Voila. You're a hero.
But that's like today I read a news article, which I hope to God is an actual news article, and I'm going to not be like Joe, and I'm going to say allegedly that this happened because they did show her Twitter page.
Ooh.
But Rosie O'Donnell.
I hate her.
And I'm going to say, thank you, Joe. We all hate her.
Okay.
But allegedly on Twitter, and she's going to say she was probably joking, offered $2 million to two like senators to vote against the fucking tax bill that was just passed. So now people,
you're going to bribe people in Congress.
Well,
but then again, we called that lobbying.
Well, that's
lobbying
the story's right here. I can read you the story. Rosie O'Donnell had gotten to this fight with this guy named Ben Shapiro, who's I'm going to use the air quotes as a journalist. He's one of those internet journalists, but it's the weirdest fucking story. She tweeted offering $2 million to two different Republican senators to vote no on the tax bill. Now the thing about that is, at the end of the fucking Twitter, if they let me see if they have her Twitter here, where she says like, where the fuck is it? No, they just had the fight. Well, we'll get to that part in a minute. There's a funnier way this thing went. But in the fucking, the original tweet, it says, like, no kidding, cash, DM me, is pretty much what it says in the fucking thing. So that's not a fucking joke. You've just literally.
It's not like one.
No, that's what I'm saying. You've just literally said, I will pay you money.
That's a crime.
To fucking throw an election.
Oh, yeah, that's a
it's
crime.
What I mean. We were trying to, they're trying to vote something in.
It's bribery.
Yeah, you're trying to vote something in, and you're going to bribe them, and then you made it public like a fucking idiot. Then Ben Shapiro comes out, and he says, if Trump orders Sessions to investigate Rosie, he will be carved into Mount Rushmore by Friday. Okay, so that's a very funny thing. Now, Rosie O'Donnell then reacts and says, suck my dick, Ben.
She said that,
yes.
Huh?
Now,
she probably has one, too.
Ben Shapiro then writes, you're already a felon, Rosie. Don't be a homophobic sexual harasser, too.
Oh, God.
Because he brought up the fact. Then he tried.
Can you talk about me?
Then, hold on. No, this guy actually reads articles, Joe. Then this guy, Ben Shapiro, I got to say, the creme de la creme of go fuck yourself trolling.
Ooh.
When he does hashtag Me Too.
Okay.
After saying that he got sexually harassed by Rosie O'Donnell, he writes hashtag Me Too. That's fucking brilliant.
I would believe it.
AJ Flanagan, I don't know who the fuck this is, doesn't look like something a tolerant victim supporting woman would say. She then gives him a row of middle fingers. Ben Shapiro gives the okay symbol. Somebody named John, that's his fucking, J-A-C parent, okay? Someone has penis envy. Yeah. Rosie then responds, no, John, mine is bigger.
Now, you see, she won't get fired from her hit show. She's on a hit show right now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's on the Smilf.
It's called Smilf, yes. Smilf.
Yeah, she's on a hit show. She's a very good actress. I got to say, the show is good, and she's good on it. But the truth of the matter is, if that was a guy saying all that crap, most definitely.
Most definitely there's a double standard when it comes to that. But on top of everything, Joe, she'll lose her fucking job if someone actually moves forward on the fact that she threw out a fucking, hey, I'll pay you money if you stop, you know, fucking fuck up this vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something, yeah, she'll lose her job because there's no way to wiggle around that.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, if
hey, lighten up, it was a joke.
Yeah, but, dude, the way you have to read the way she wrote it. It doesn't come off as a joke.
I'm agreeing with you, really, but that's what they say.
It doesn't come off as a fucking joke at all, but whatever. But that's what I mean by reading the full article, because this guy is not really, but a lot of other reputable news agencies are carrying this story. So, so I have to somewhat... You know, go along with whatever. But I read that today, and I was just laughing my balls off. Because, number one, hey, look, I used to like Rosie. I'm not like some people who used to hate Rosie. Now they love her, and they're all chummy chummer.
I like her as an entertainer. I just apologize.
When she hosted her show, I thought she was in her zone. When she did the Rosie O'Donnell show, and it was a morning show, she held her own. She was like a fucking, it was like a Tonight Show on the morning. It was great. The fucking moment that she decided that now I'm going to fucking tell everyone I'm gay. We all knew you were fucking gay. You didn't have to tell everybody.
Like, was that obvious?
Not one man ever said, wow, I want to fuck that Rosie O'Donnell.
I can't wait to get up, boy.
Nobody said it, okay?
I'd like to see her in a bikini.
Okay, so we all knew you were gay.
Yeah.
All right, so now, of course, when you say you're gay, now you're going to blame society that your career went to shit and you can't get a job. So now what you do, I'm going to become political. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell the world to go fuck themselves politically. The great fucking plan that is.
Look who I am.
That works out perfectly for you.
It always does.
But
no,
anyway.
No, it does not. Because fucking look at Ellen DeGeneres, she came out, even on a sitcom, the character came out. She tanked for a while, but then bounced back, and now is very fucking successful.
Right? Well, wait, but I gotta say two different things about it. First off, Ellen is fucking talented.
And she's got a gorgeous
She's a fucking amazing girlfriend. But even she's at least talented. I don't like her fucking show at all, but she's talented. Hey, Dan, your phone's ringing. She's fucking at least talented. There is a slight difference. Whereas with Rosie, you coming out and saying you were gay did not tank your career. With Ellen, it kind of did. Because everybody turned their back on her.
For about 10 seconds.
Everybody, no, fuck you, 10 seconds.
It took longer than that.
What fucking planet do you live on? 10 seconds.
She
lost her television show. She lost her fucking stand-up career. She lost everything. That was way longer than 10 seconds, Joe.
She had to come,
back
a long way.
Seems like she never left.
Well,
she left a long
because you look now and like she's everywhere. She's got that whole success back.
Yeah.
But prior to that, no.
And she's rich, too.
Yeah, she's rich now because she busted her ass. She clawed her way back up into the world and got a fucking, you know, people actually got behind her. It's like apples and oranges and cocks and pussies right now. First off, Rosie is not Ellen. Ellen's not Rosie.
Right.
And Ellen has never gotten political in her shit. Rosie is fucking political, and that always, you're going to fucking, half of the room is going to hate you. Automatically.
90% of the time.
Look at fucking Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon right now with the ratings.
Ellen.
Jimmy Fallon doesn't get the fucking ratings
Ellen
because...
Ellen is political.
All right, can I finish my fucking statement,
well,
Dick Cheese?
When you say a wrong statement,
it's not. What do you mean Ellen's not... Ellen is not political.
No,
Where is Ellen fucking marching on any of this shit, Joe?
No, I'm talking about her show. She's definitely a Trump hater. She may not be as vocal as this Colbert.
Dude, she's in Hollywood.
Like
they're
that.
All fucking Trump haters.
Well, don't say she's not political, then.
She's not... Dude, she's not
She makes her politics known. She makes her politics known.
Joe, you are retarded. She's
well, you
not
don't fucking,
fucking
understand.
I do understand. You know,
you think everybody's retarded because they have an opinion.
No,
that's not right.
That's not what I'm fucking
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
You're totally wrong.
No, I'm not.
She's a political person just like everybody else.
Holy
she had
shit.
Hillary Clinton on her show. She practically ate a pussy on the show.
Okay, first
are you kidding? Let her have Trump on the show. She wouldn't do that.
Are you going to fucking shut up so no, I can get
on? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I had stuff out.
No, because he's saying,
you think you know everything. You don't know shit. Get your facts right, and then you talk.
Where am I?
Conniving cunt.
Where are my facts wrong yet again? Please tell me the wise one.
You just said that Ellen is not political. She is
compared to Rosie O'Donnell, she's
not. I'm not comparing. I'm telling you what she is.
That's what I was fucking doing, asshole.
I'm telling you what she is. She is political.
Oh, my God.
She is just as political. She may not.
She's so not.
Oh, come on. Don't.
She's not as political as Rosie O'Donnell.
Are you sleeping with her show?
No, she's
stop
not. She's not
brain.
Political like Rosie O'Donnell is political, Joe.
Anybody want a gift?
That's she, over.
But she's not getting a gift from me.
I don't give a shove the gift up your ass. I don't give a shit.
All right, can I interject here?
Please do, because someone
I'm
else.
A,
said,
I'm a little
because I'm always
a
right.
You're
B.
totally wrong.
Yeah,
I would say she's political, but I would have to agree with Eddie. I don't think she's
Thank
as
you.
Political
Thank
as
I just
that.
Said that. You guys don't listen. I said she's.
That's
not
what I fucking said. You didn't listen to the
no,
first
you,
fucking
you,
thing
you
I said.
You said she's not political.
No, that's not
that's
what I
exactly
said.
Exactly what you
I
said.
I said compared.
You want to take it back now?
Get,
that's a different
no,
story.
I didn't say that.
Hold on. When I came, when I came in,
you don't listen. It's amazing how you don't listen.
You don't admit when you say
Joe,
something.
Joe, I said compared to Rosie O'Donnell.
I didn't say that. You sure as hell did.
Holy fuck. I said compared to Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah,
she's
later.
Not fucking
now
political.
You're saying, now you're saying
I said that from the beginning.
Bullshit.
Billy. Who never, Billy, who never agrees with me. Billy, who never agrees with me. Shut the fuck up, Joe. Billy, who
you're
never agrees with me.
You're a lying motherfucker. I'll shut the fuck up when I want to.
Dead. Yeah, Joe, Billy, tell me, is that what I not said?
You didn't say that. You said she's not the
Can
little.
We let Billy
he's
answer
No, he can't.
Point.
He can't because he's got to yell because he's Joe.
That's right.
Go ahead.
He's
I
got to
get
different.
Over you.
Yeah, please. I'm not fucking talking asshole like you. Go ahead.
I don't know, but either way.
Excuse for a human being.
Neither one of them compared to whatever, Behar.
That was the worst.
Can you give us a fucking answer, Billy?
Why?
Did I say, compared to Rosie O'Donnell, she's not political, which is what I fucking said.
That's,
but Joe
when,
didn't hear
when
it.
You said it the first time, that's not what.
That's
came
what
out.
I was saying. That's what I was saying.
But that's not what.
I'm not
going to
fucking apologize, like Joe said. Oh, now you're going to apologize.
You said a wrong thing.
I didn't fucking say
you
wrong
off like I don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
That's
you
not what I fucking said.
No, you said wrong. You said right away.
We were talking about Rosie.
She's political.
I said, compared to Rosie O'Donnell,
Later
she's not the
you
same.
Said that. Later you
because
said that
you didn't let me fucking finish. You
no,
jumped in and said she's political.
Now you're full of shit. Now you're full
now
of
I'm
shit.
Full of shit.
That's it. Just cop to it. That's cop
I'm
to
not copping
you
the shit. Well, you cop the shit that you don't fucking listen.
No, fuck you. I
Where's
cop everything.
What are we copying? What are we copping?
We're copping the shit because I supposedly, because Joe just wants to hear me say I was wrong even though I wasn't.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
You were totally wrong.
You didn't listen to the conversation.
And now you backtrack your statement.
I'm not backtracking shit. That's what I was saying.
No, it's not what you said. It's not what you said.
Where am I backtracking?
It is not what
you said. Hold on, excuse me. Where am I backtracking?
Because now
I'm saying exactly what I said.
As Rosie O'Donnell. And I even said that too. I said,
that's what I said.
I said, she's no Stephen Colbert, but she's political.
And then I said, not like Rosie O'Donnell.
Horseshit. But, you know,
horseshit.
What's out of your mouth is, she's not.
We were talking about
she's
Rosie O'Donnell and fucking Ellen DeGeneres.
What are you doing, sucking her ass on the
side? Who the fuck else was I talking about then, Joe?
But either way, it's
explain
all lobbying.
Explain to me. Hold on. Explain to me who
he
I was talking
so
about,
full,
Joe.
He's so full of shit.
How am I full of shit? That's
you're
who I was
shit.
Talking about.
You're full of shit.
That's who I'm talking
that's
about.
It. You won't cop to it.
Fine. I'm full of shit.
The truth is, it's very hard to argue with.
Go ahead, Joe. Let's just have Joe tell everyone he's right. Go ahead.
You're a fucking idiot.
Go ahead.
I swear to God, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Bye. Yeah.
Grow up.
I'm a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking moron.
How am I a fucking moron? You're
I'm just telling you how you're a fucking moron. You won't cop to
Can
what
we just
said.
Fucking end the conversation already?
I would love to, but someone keeps going.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck Danny. He said fuck you. Fuck you, Danny. Now you're involved.
Because this will go on, can go on all day.
I'm just saying that's what I said. And you're saying, I'm not copping the
shit. I can't
see
what you said. I only know what you heard after the fact because I wasn't here for the first part of it.
And we were talking about one thing.
And Billy
thing,
tried to compare it to somebody.
And then he fucking failed miserably. So I don't know where Billy was even helping.
And when you're fucking wrong, you're wrong. That's a big hard time. You won't fucking cop it when you're fucking wrong. You say something, back it up, or don't shut your fucking mouth. Or say, oh, excuse me. But, you know, you're trying to twist it all around to make yourself right. But you ain't fucking right, Mo. You ain't fucking right.
Who the fuck is Mo?
You.
Who is Mo? Let's see what the people are saying before we do this. I don't know. They're not even fucking... I think they've all turned off the fucking thing now. I don't know.
Bye.
Another one of me and Joe's legendary fucking arguments where we fucking both don't
answer.
We
have better ones than that.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. He even has to disagree with that. Do you see what this is what I have to deal with. He has to disagree with that.
I just wasn't expecting him
to say that. 718-577-1389. When we come back, I guess we're giving out gifts. I don't know if Joe's giving me one or I'm giving him one, but we're giving out gifts.
Is that an exploding gift?
It needs to be now. It's a White Trash Christmas. It's the Ham Radio Show, Dallas or Santa. When we come back, one way or another, we have to give out gifts next after these words. Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
All hail
Ham Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Here she come now, say, moaning, moaning.
Bam, bam, bam.
Shoot him down, turn around, come on, moaning.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hey, she give me love and I feel all right now.
Bam, bam, bam. Show White Trash Christmas.
Is he saying Moni Moni or Money Money?
Moni Moni.
What the fuck is Moni Moni? What's Moni?
I don't know. I'm afraid to answer you.
Well, if you do it right, show Moni.
Fucking dick.
I know. 718-577-1389. But see, that's the thing about this show, Joe.
Yeah.
And I will congratulate you.
On what?
We don't fucking hide our bullshit. Like, we had a yelling match. We're done with it.
We are the kings of reality radio.
That's what we are. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. And look, people are saying, I'm sorry, but this is fucking pure comedy. So, just saying, people.
Who said that? Like, when did it read that?
No, Glenn. I went to school with him, Glenn Reyes. By the way, saying that this is pure comedy. People laughing their ass off. But that's what happens. Families fight. And we are a family. As much as we fucking hate each other, we're family. Do you know that? What's funny? I still haven't told Danny that thing because he keeps running out of here.
Oh, really? That's right.
It just dawned on me when you said, where's Danny? I'm like, he's not fucking here.
To answer Joe's question.
Yeah.
Moni is a suffix found on abstract nouns borrowed from Latin, usually denoting a status, role, or function, like matrimony or testimony, or a personal quality or kind of behavior.
That's totally what he was going for with this song.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Totally what he was going for.
Yeah, he Googled it first.
Yeah.
He said, wait a minute, I gotta find out what Moni is.
Hey, guys, you know what a suffix for matrimony is?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I want to put it in a song.
Why? Doesn't everybody?
All right, so we're doing a White Trash Christmas Dollar Store Santa.
All right.
All right, so here's how it works. Everybody on the show went to a dollar store of their choosing and purchased items. That's how we don't spend that much money on our Christmas gifts to everybody, to each other. And why would we? All we do is fight. Have you heard the show? What we do.
We are.
I was waiting for Joe to kick us out again.
Yeah, I was waiting too, but he's gotten mellow in his old age. Like, he'll fight, and then he'll shut the fuck up. Realized that he almost blew a fucking MI, right. And then said, I got to come back into the show. So we didn't, like, hug or kiss it. We didn't, like, it wasn't even like, normally we have to go, like, oh, God, now we have to talk during the break.
Yeah, really?
Now we have to have a fucking moment where we go, like, oh, man, Jesus, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I love each other. But now it's like we know each other. It's like an unsung thing. Just happens. And as such, Danny, I've been fucking gracious enough to say that Joe should go first with his gifts.
Okay.
Joe, can you please do the honors of also ringing the chimes, please, for White Trash Christmas? There you go. This is the fucking show, folks. I'm sorry. Let me just apologize now.
You'll get over it.
I'll give Danny's gift first.
I said go with Danny first just because he gave you a rope 1 year. It's the only reason. For the interest of comedy.
I'm still waiting for him
to use it.
Well, you know, we always keep Danny, he always keeps his headphones so low.
Yes.
And we don't even know if he's on or not.
We don't know.
You know.
So, he doesn't know if he's on or not. Yeah.
This is a special pair of, we'll open it up.
Don't tell me what it is. Let me open it. Because obviously Joe didn't go to the dollar store, but that's all right.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I cheated, too.
I did not cheat.
Because you know what it was? I went to...
You couldn't go white trash it with the rapping, Joe?
No. He had his wife do it. I had my mom do mine, so we're fine. Yeah. Mine's a little semi-white, more white trashy.
You got to open those up, and you got to plug them in.
Right now?
Plug it in.
That's the whole joke.
In.
The whole joke.
Oh, there's a whole joke.
Yeah.
Oh, the LED stereo headphones.
Oh. Right. Oh. He wants you to plug him
Billy,
in.
Billy, take the feed out of the
take Danny's headphone feed.
My feed goes directly into the thing, and we're not going to touch it right now.
Just put it over there.
No, I can unplug
that
yours.
That one, yeah, plug that one. That's it. Take that out and put those in.
And then plug it right in here, because this is a new feed, Danny. So
suddenly my left ear works now.
Yeah.
All right, so when Danny got his headphones?
Yeah, there's a little button in back of the left ear, I think.
That you have to turn on.
As you press. And when you talk, it lights up, and we'll know you're talking.
Your wire, Danny? I'll run your wire over for you. If you got them. This is, by the way, White Trash Christmas.
Yeah.
Danny taking 4 years. You realize you're on radio, Danny. You might want to hurry up and untwine.
Come on, Danny,
Jesus
please.
Jesus Christmas.
Right, they wrap those things in a complicated way.
All right, Danny, you are
now put them on, Danny.
Officially plugged in. There's a switch behind.
Really good. You see the button?
Yeah, you see the button? He said there's a button.
Little button behind the ear?
Look behind the ear. Push the button. Where? Danny's still looking. He might be as retarded as Joe. I don't know. Where's there a little button?
You see a button
behind the left ear. Hold on a second. I'll do it.
Right here? I got it.
That's not on the left ear.
I think I hit a button.
Well, it's supposed to be the left ear.
I don't know.
Play some music through it. You'll see what
play some music through it?
Yeah,
hold on. I got music.
Hello?
Yeah, he's up on the board.
I sound like I'm in a telephone now. Yeah, I hear myself fine.
Maybe you press the button.
I don't know. Hold on.
They have ears, too. That I think is funny.
That little button? I pushed that little button. Okay. Nothing happened. Maybe Joe bought you a dud.
He bought me a dud.
I got a dud gift.
He forgot the dollar batteries.
So you're plugged in. I mean, you're in the house. There it is. You got it. You got it. Okay, put it on. You got it. You got it.
Now when you talk,
we'll know you're here. Is what you're saying. You need music, Danny? Let's see, Danny. Here's a little music for you.
How does it know when I'm talking?
It just does.
Because your ears light up. Danny, fix your ears.
I'm afraid.
I am so afraid of this show. Now, there you go. Now put your headphones in there. Now, Danny, talk.
Hello, and welcome to AOL Movie Phone.
They lit up, but it did it when you first did it.
Hello.
So, give it time. Leave those headphones on for the rest of the show. Those are good.
I'm leaving
those
alone.
Are good headphones for you. Let me fade out of this one.
Yay. All right,
Joe, gift number two.
Gift number two is for William.
William!
Uh-oh.
William,
this is not exactly for you. It's for you and Giggles.
It's going to be. I went to the porn bank.
I should have done that. I didn't think of it. But it's for you and Giggles because I've noticed you've been very tense lately.
Especially,
you argue with everybody, you know. So
Joe needs to get that gift for himself.
That's right. It's actually a set of therapeutic rocks.
Well, now you told him what it was.
God, he even blows the wad on his own gifts. You tell people what the gifts are when you give them at Christmas?
What you do is you heat these rocks up.
You put them in the microwave? I don't know.
There's instructions in the thing. And then you place
them. Don't read.
You place them all over erotic parts of your body.
Ooh, like your penis.
Shove a rock up my head.
Yeah, you put it on your balls or whatever.
It looks like.
Show the people. I want to see
if you link them together, Bill, they look like a set of Benoit.
The hot stone massage rocks.
Yeah, look at that.
It's therapy. It'll make you calm. Yeah, and it'll make you calm.
Oh, calm.
Calm. And it could make you calm, I guess.
I don't know.
But, you know, for you and Giggles, have a lot of fun. And
she's
going to
throw
the
rocks at me.
No, Giggles loves you. She
Suzanne, how are you, baby? Yeah. She's saying yo to us. She's hanging out with White Trash Christmas, Dollar Store Santa. So far, we got cat ear headphones for Danny that light up.
Yeah.
We got a hot stone massage stuff.
Hot stones.
For Billy. I can't wait to see mine
I'm gonna
now.
Get
I
want
to move when he gives it to you because I'm afraid it's going to like blow up or something.
No, no.
He's got two gifts. He's got three gifts. What the fuck?
Well, they're not. They're cheap gifts. They're not really
they're
good.
They're cheap gifts.
Like
that's what somebody wants
is
to
Is that
hear.
What you found while garbage picking?
Hold on. Is there an order in which I'm supposed to open these?
Well, which one are you opening first? I'll tell you about that one.
I took the top one.
Okay, hold on. Don't tell what it is. Let him open it first.
That one I want you to save to last.
See, I knew there was something.
Because that has to do
save
with.
The list.
That one has to do with me personally.
All right, so middle and bottom.
Okay.
What am I doing?
Which one is that? Let me see.
Middle and bottom.
We heard you like
okay,
the bottom.
That one, the square one. Yeah.
Okay.
You can open that one. That's a game that we can use on the show or something like that.
Oh, it's a game.
It's called the five. The name five or five names.
Name five. Name can you five. Name five? Party pack.
I figure we got nothing to talk about. We can name five.
We always have something to talk about.
Yeah.
We just yelled and screamed at each other for fucking 10-20 minutes at least.
And the other one is. The other one is a game
it's
called...
It's a hot stone massages.
That's right. It's a dozen eggs. well, not really a dozen eggs. It's eggs.
Joe got me a dozen eggs.
No, what you do is you take one egg and you fill it with water.
Okay.
And then you roll the dice. There's a die in there. And the other person picks... You got to pick an egg.
Okay.
And one egg has water and you crack the egg on their head.
Oh, it's like Egg Carton of Death that we used to play.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Now, the third one...
I'm not even up to the third one. Hold on.
Let's get there.
I'm getting there.
Well,
the third number, three?
You have to use when I die. It's a fantasy I have.
God, I wish I could use this tomorrow.
I know. Oh.
That's fucked up.
No, when I die, I need somebody who has a sense of humor who can do this wacky thing because a lot of people wouldn't do it for me. I'm going to wear that.
When you die, I'll do anything for you.
I know. I'm going to wear that. That's a squirting bow tie.
You're going to wear this.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it and you're going to stand
there. So I'm giving you back my gift.
Well, on my death. You could use it in the meantime.
So what you're saying is... For me to get this,
I want
to
put
you have to die.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, you can have it.
And you're okay with that.
Yeah. But I'm going to wear it, and when certain people, I'm going to give you a list.
Okay.
When certain people come over to say, oh, so sorry, you squeeze the bulb and squirt them in the face.
Okay.
You know, like that.
So you want me to squirt somebody in the face?
Yeah.
Now, do I give this back to you now?
Well, no, you keep it.
I hold on to this.
You keep it, yeah.
I thought you were going to hold this and then give it to the mortician on the day of your death.
You could squirt people
can you,
yourself.
Can you fill
if
it
with
Acme's reappearing and disappearing ink again?
Yes, I can. Fucking Roger Rabbit. I fucking can.
And you know,
fill the bladder with water, attach the bladder to the tide to the tube, and squeeze the bladder to squirt unsuspecting friends with water.
I can't wait.
People hate that with you. I was trying to get a squirting flower because I know when you're dead, you wear a squirting flower. Very good,
yeah.
By the way, Giggles is going to brand your ass, Billy, with the hot
fucking rocks. Oh, yeah.
You get him, Gig.
All right, so who wants to go next?
I'll go.
All right. We need a garbage bag eventually, but right now... Now what?
He said he was going.
No, he's gonna go now.
Oh, he's
now.
Next up.
It's his turn. He's standing up. Hold on, let me make sure his mic is locked. Yeah, there you go.
I didn't rap.
Oh, shocking. Danny, and he officially went to Dollar Tree, proud sponsor of Dollar Store Santa.
Yes, I went to the Dollar Tree, since we're all arguing, and I'm thinking about everybody's health this year.
Oh, thank you.
So for Joe, because I don't want him to die.
Yes.
You don't want
this year.
So, and I want you to be able to breathe and also not hear you snore into the microphone every week. So I got you some nice nasal strips.
Oh, I can use those. Thank you.
There you go.
Because I'm tired of listening to you snore in the headphones. But all about listeners to sleep.
Great.
For Billy, actually, this can go with Joe's gift with the massage rock.
Please let it be a hair care product.
No. It can go with the massage rock. I got him some nice arthritis and muscle pain relief because you're always complaining about your foot.
Good.
Yeah, I got the one bad foot.
Yeah.
Gee, this looks mighty ominous, and I've seen this before.
You know what's weird?
I've seen this somewhere.
You know what's
weird? Is that anal cream?
What's really weird, though, You remember when Billy's sex life was not hot rocks and anal cream?
There's no anal anything with this. Oh,
she's going to shove a rock in your ass. Did you read your fiance's thing?
She said no, she was going to brand me.
Where, how do you think she's doing that, sir?
Painfully.
Well, you just warm the rocks up, that's all.
And I know how it works.
Excuse me, the important gift is coming out.
For Eddie, for that persistent cough. So we always hear him cough into the microphone.
This
fat jowl's getting away.
I got cough drops.
Some nice cough drops.
Yeah. Are they sugar-free?
Honey lemon cough drops, mentholated. Ooh. These are, I get 35 drops. He wasn't going cheap on this one, folks. 35.
Yeah, but if you check it, there's actually only 32
in there.
Thank you,
Danny. Thank you, Joseph.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
Billy, are you next or I'm next? Do you want to end with the good shit or do you want Billy to go next?
I'll go.
All right, here we go. Danny, fix your mic now. You have it in the pivot position.
Here, Dan, you'll love this.
Oh, yeah, like aluminum foil.
Wait a minute.
Right? This is white trash, right? This is what we're supposed to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Why'd you use newspaper?
I'm telling you right now, this is the exact same gift that you. I think you guys gave each other the same gift.
I can't believe anal cream?
It might be more anal cream.
You with the anal cream.
Is it?
He's always got. His back's always killing him.
Who's this?
Yeah, that's for you.
For me?
Right.
Yeah.
I hope it's anal cream.
It goes with last week's gift.
What was last week's gift? Oh, for my birthday? Ooh!
What is this, a pizza?
Nice! Little mini shot glasses.
Let's see.
Very nice.
Because, Joe, you never have enough of these things.
Very mini shot glasses.
What did Joe get?
I tell you, I could use the aluminum foil.
I know what for, but that's something different.
What did Joe get?
I'm opening it. Like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you can never have enough guitars. Are you kidding?
Oh, you gave him another guitar?
This will make 28.
But that one you can take into the bathroom and nobody will mind.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so
Thank you, William. Like
the bag points out, I cheated.
I did, huh?
I went to our friends at Five Below.
That's where I went, Five Below.
You know what it is? My dollar store is no longer near me.
It's a piece of shit, the new dollar store.
Yeah, so I didn't
like
it.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same.
So I, you know what? I didn't like it. Yeah. So then I went out of my way and I went, you know what? These guys are worth at least $5. At the very least, $5.
Would you get a tax return?
Now all the gifts have a theme. Who would like to get their gift first to start the theme?
Me.
Joe would like, no, I'm sorry. You lost, Danny, because Joe.
He's a Negro.
No, Joe, he's not a Negro. The white guy in the back beat you. All right, so we're going to go with Joe.
Okay.
Now, Joe.
Yes.
Even though we fight,
there is one
thing in this world. Actually, two things on this earth
that
I know that you love beyond words.
Sex?
No, not just sex. Ooh. Two things. Actually, this might even trump sex with you.
Money.
Okay. You like buttons, and I'm going to hand you this.
Buttons?
Buttons. You love buttons, the push buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Metaphorically and physically. Buttons like the push buttons. But you also love shit.
I do.
Shit humor. So, Joe, I present to you, your gift is a remote-controlled piece of shit.
Wow, this is great. I love it. It's,
Joe, show the audience. A remote-controlled piece of shit.
It's not only poop. It's poop and fart. Poop and fart. Can they catch it on the camera?
No, they can't. You want me to?
That'll go well during family get-togethers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to
drop that on the table, walk by, push the button.
It's remote control.
Let me see if I can.
It drives, spins, and farts, Joe.
Oh, I love
it. You can drive it around. And shit and fart and everything.
Oh, this
you can offer it to the kids. Go, hey, kids, want some pudding?
Daniel, William, you wanted to go next?
I'll go next.
Danny, because you...
Are you.
And because to keep with the theme. Okay, so what did Joe get?
Joe got shit.
So I now turn to you and I will give you your shit. Your shit, though, is you might want to use two hands. Be careful, please. It's breakable. You have breakable shit, Danny.
I have breakable shit. I always say Christmas is kind of like constipation because you ain't going to get a shit.
However, this is like diarrhea because there's tons of shit. Danny,
shit.
Because all you do that I know for a fact is drink coffee, I present to you a cup of shit. I have given you a cup of shit.
Is that two girls, one cup?
It literally is a cup of shit. It is a cup of shit. Danny, you can bring it to the office. It's a beautiful mug. Yeah, please show Joe. I don't know if Joe can say Joe. Do you say?
Oh, that's very
it's
nice.
It's a shit mug. And when I saw it, I'm like, Danny, all Danny does is drink coffee. That's all Danny does. 90% of the time, it's all Danny drinks coffee. So I was like, shit cup. I put my ass cream in my shit cup. You put your ass cream in your shit cup. Now I turn to Billy. Billy, it is now time for your shit.
I have more shit, yay.
Even though you are a soft-poking piece of shit, you are, without question, a powerful piece of shit.
Yes, you are,
so
Billy.
I give this to you, right here, sir.
Make America great again.
And I turn to you and I say, this is to prove and to help you be an even more powerful piece of shit.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, did you remember when I texted you the other day and said, hey, what kind of phone do you have?
Yeah, I thought you were going to get me a fucking phone, you cheap fuck.
No. I got you a piece of shit charger.
Ah.
Now, mind
you. That'll go well.
Yes. What it is a giant battery that's shaped like shit.
I could take the star off the Christmas tree
and put
that
the shit
up
on
there.
Top. Yeah. There you go. Now you're thinking.
And charge a phone while I'm at it.
And finally, he's thinking. So basically, my theme was shit.
And notice, this is so hard that you got to need the fucking pliers and shit to cut this open.
Yes.
People probably steal shit these days.
They probably steal shit.
Is this what goes on in these stores?
People steal shit. I think it was a pretty good haul this year. Did everyone do good on their from their dollar store? I'm going to put all my crap in this bag.
I need batteries.
You need batteries. I'm like most parents. I don't give batteries.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to play this game?
No.
We got Name 5. We can play that.
No, we don't.
We should play a party game at least.
No.
We should play at least one.
Nope.
You don't want to play anything?
No.
Why are you a piece of shit?
Not until, because that's what I got.
Well, you are a piece of shit.
Now suddenly I feel like it.
Well.
Does it have a clip? I can, like, wear it with me? Like, put it on my shoulder?
You got to open, sir. I don't know if the shit is clippable. Well,
I can't open it because the fucking thing is one of those child-proof, steel-proof
you
tamper
are a
thingies.
Professional wrestler, sir. I'm quite sure you can figure out how to open it.
But this is made of plastic.
Does everyone like their gifts? I mean, everyone got real
quiet. I love my shit.
I figured you would. I knew Joe would like it. Danny, you like your shit?
I like my shit.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Billy, do you like your shit?
Yeah, it works.
You don't seem happy. Are you disapproving of shit?
When is he ever happy?
That is true.
I am overjoyed.
You are definitely not known to be happy.
I think there's a little sensation going on in parts of my body.
I think he's secretly waiting.
For what?
For Giggles to brand his ass with the rocks.
I can't wait.
I think it's quite possible that she does it. Let's go to the fans here in the Facebook Live suite. That have been going nuts. Wendy the Retard says, Happy Christmas to everyone. Happy Xmas to everybody. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
How are you? I'm going past all the other
If you need any shitty gifts, come to Joe's house. You can dumpster dive there. We'll have some trash later.
Nick the C-U-N-T said, it's amazing what you can find at a dollar store nowadays. Giggles said, Five Below sells everything poop emoji. Yes, I know. I bought it.
Yeah.
Emoji mug. Danny, you got a looks nice on that. So you got a compliment on the thing. Giggle says, use a scissors, Billy, you dumb fuck. Nick said, that's some good shit. Where can I get some shit? Nick, I will get you some shit. What shit out of the shit pile, Nick, did you want? I will get you some shit, by the way. We can make that happen for Nick. Can we mail something to Nick?
Probably can't send shit across the border.
69 from Suzanne, by the way.
All right.
Suzanne, like that. That's a Stern thing. You have to know Ronnie, the limo driver, and he shouts out 69 at a party. You have to know these things. Do you listen to the SiriusXM?
Not in a long time.
Oh, wait. Should I? Well, I can't read it now. Let me tell you. He's going to go get batteries for his shit thing. You see how happy Joe is? He's like a small child. He's like a small child. 5 seconds ago, we were fighting, and now he's running to go get batteries to try to plug in his shit.
Because he's happy to play with shit.
On Christmas Day, I don't know what channel it's on. I think it's on Comedy Greats. Speaking of SiriusXM, you got to check out. They're doing a Don Rickles. A Don Rickles documentary hosted by Ron Bennington. First of right there, that's gold.
Solid
gold. There will be a ton. Let me see if I can get you the. I'll read the. Let me see if I can find the press thing.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get to the. Get into my work mail. Hold on for a second. I will assess this situation.
You're gonna
right
assess it.
I'm gonna do that too. Please hold, everybody. Relax.
I'm not holding anything. But once I do that.
All right, here we go. SiriusXM to broadcast a week-long special honoring legend comedian Don Rickles. The Happy Holidays, dummy. Radio event will air exclusively on SiriusXM Comedy Greats Channel 94.
Right.
Hosted by Ron Bennington. A host of A Life in Comedy documentary on Rickles, Life and Career, featuring insight from Bob Newhart, Judd Apatow, John Stamos, Bob Saget, Jeff Garlin, and more. So that's this, boom, this Christmas. I believe it's Christmas Day. Let me just double check because there's a lot of stuff in this press clipping. Let's go here. Known as the Merchant of Venom, Mr. Warmth, and the Master of Mean, Rickles was an iconic comedian whose long legacy of stringing humor and stinging humor will be on full display throughout Christmas week on SiriusXM. Happy Holidays, dummy. We'll kick off December 25th at 6 p.m. with 6 p.m. Eastern with Ron Bennington hosting a new documentary, A Life in Comedy, featuring interviews with some of the biggest names in comedy, past, present, and future. Some of the stars will reflect on Rickles and what Rickles meant to them personally and professionally include Bob Newhart, Judd Apatow, John Stamos, Bob Saget, Paul Feig, Kevin Pollak, Jay Moore, Jeff Garlin, Ron White, Lisa Lampanelli, Dana Gould, Tom Papa, and so much more. So check it out. It's Happy Holidays, Dummy. It's a radio event that will air exclusively on SiriusXM Comedy Greats, Channel 94.
All right.
So there you go.
So that's 94.
Channel 94. God damn it.
Okay.
Not 69, like for Suzanne. Oh. It's definitely 94. Comedy Great SiriusXM. Sooner or later, one time we'll be saying it's the Ham Radio Show live on SiriusXM. But right now, we're not doing that. Right now, we say we're live on hamradioshow.com. We're going to take a break right now, mow over all our gifts, and like little children, we're going to play with our toys. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back. Answer these words, biatch.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah. Dallas Novelty. Mm-hmm. DallasNovelty.com. Want you to know it's the countdown to Christmas. You only got a little bit more to go, people. Like 4 days. So get off your ass. Use the promo code HOLIDAY17 at checkout and take 15%. Off everything. What? Off everything. That's right. Holiday 17. That's the promo code at the checkout. And take 15% off your order. That's Dallas Novelty. Dallas Novelty wants you to remember that sex is for everybody. That's right. Everybody. They don't care what you look like. What's going on with you? You know you want it. It's sex. Who doesn't want it? So get your ass over to DallasNovelty.com and get ready to be part of the countdown to Christmas. Take 15% off everything. Use the promo code HOLIDAY17. That's HOLIDAY17 at the checkout and get 15% off your order. Yes, 15% off your order. It's just that simple. Go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. And tell them that Uncle Lenny from the Ham Radio Show sent you. Yeah, motherfucker!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Sad news is the voice of Daphne from the Scooby-Doo Mysteries, Heather North, passed away at the age of 71. Initial reports suggest her death was caused by Old Man Withers, who runs the haunted amusement park and who would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. A happy day for actress Eva Longoria and her husband, who announced they'll be welcoming a baby boy. Eva may want to consider putting her gift registry on Amazon, because just like her acting, they too have a delivery method that involves constant droning. Passing away several years back, the estate of Warrant frontman Janie Lane's being sued by his former managers over commissions due from the sale of his music catalog. In preparing their case for the jury, the management company will organize their financial evidence into a series of easy-to-read charts and cherry pie graphs. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I keep my arm bleeding. This is my last resort.
suffocation, no breathing.
Don't give a fuck if I cut my yard bleeding.
Do you even care if I die bleeding?
Would it be wrong, would it be right?
And take my life tonight, chances are that I might.
Wait, what?
I'm contemplating suicide.
That's not.
Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. 718-577-1389. White Trash Christmas is winding down. Dallas Store Santa has taken its toll on everybody. Joe left the studio.
He's looking for batteries.
He's trying to get, just like his wife, he's trying to get some batteries in his life. And he ran upstairs to go find some so he can play with his new toy that I got him. We're telling you I'm fine. Losing my sight. Losing my mind. Wish your buddy would tell me I'm fine. The Ham Radio Show is also live, besides hamradioshow.com, on Facebook Live, like I said before. Tons of people in there. Aaron's in there. Gerard's in there. Nick is in there. Everybody's hanging out. Jen is in there. Tons of people. It's what we do. It's what we do. We hang out with the people. I got about less than a half an hour left of this exact program. Joe, did you get your toy? Joe running in, and he's all happy.
Uh-oh.
All right, hold on for a minute. Wait. Let me get this microphone down,
he's
Joe.
He's tested it.
Let me get this music down. What we got? Oh, his poop dances. Okay, good. There you go. He literally has a spinning poop that farts. There you go. Can you drive it forward, or is it only spin? Now it only spins. Okay, give it another fart. There you go. There, if you look, by the way, at the ham cam, it looks like there's a piece of shit on our table. Just spinning around.
It's just an overcooked roll.
This is what Danny does in the tour bus room every fucking, every show. He makes duties. It's, by the way, called the pile driver.
Oh.
Just so you know. It is nice.
I can see if you sit on that, it might be fun.
It might be fun. You want to shove it up your ass, Joe? You're going to drop it off the thing. All right. Now take your toy. Come here, because I kind of have a show to do. Can you make a fart one more time?
Yeah.
Good. Please.
sounds like a
fucking Chrysler warming up. Jesus. By the way, in this the times that we're living in, Joe. Joe, put your headphones on because I need you to hear this. What did you do? What did you shove in your mouth?
The poo.
I have a screw in my mouth.
Oh, well, you had a screw in your mouth. All right, hold on. So, Joe, just put your headphones on. You can put your screw in your mouth, too.
Okay.
In the world we live in, I thought it was high time that we would have...
Good high?
No, besides that. Oh. That's a green Christmas, and you can do that after the show. What I've decided was we needed some new Christmas carols in the world.
Okay.
And with the topic that we were just talking about before, with all the allegations and everything else going on in the world,
yeah.
I think we need a new one, and it goes a little something like this.
I really can't stay.
But baby, you like your job, don't you?
I gotta go away.
But baby, give me a little hug first.
This evening has been...
I've been hoping to see more
so
of you.
Very creepy.
Come on, just touch my peepee.
You really are making me stress.
Relax, let me massage your breast.
You are incredibly rude.
Come on, don't be a prude.
Oh my God, look at the hour.
I think I'll take a shower.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Don't mind me, I walk around nude.
I really must go.
But baby, these pills are your friends.
Now you've gone too far.
I'll make you a star.
There's no way that you're...
A BJ wouldn't kill
getting
you.
Getting in my pants.
I think I'll whack off into this plant.
You really are a butthead.
Ooh, I love it when you talk dirty.
That's what everyone says.
Come sit on the bed.
I really must go.
What? It's so early.
It's time to call Gloria Allred.
Threesome?
Gloria Allred. That piece of shit. I can I say cunt on
Conan? You can say cunt.
Cunt, yeah, cunt.
I don't know if you noticed it, where we are kind of uncensored.
You conniving cunt.
Yeah, I was just saying. That was, by the way, from this fine couple. Sally Frontman and Sean Morley sent that in.
Okay.
They sent it to it. I'll tell you exactly what happened. They sent it to another radio show, and they couldn't play it on terrestrial radio.
Of course not.
Because of the word pee-pee. I believe when he was walking around nude.
We could
so they didn't want to touch the joke, so I played it for them.
Yeah.
Because I thought I thought it was a really good song.
I thought it was.
I thought it was. I think the musical accompaniment could have been better.
It'll be on my hit parade.
But it definitely could have been. It could be a holiday classic.
Yeah,
as they say, a holiday classic.
I see you guys are talking about dead people, huh?
Again?
I can see by the chat room there's a lot of people referring to some dead people.
Who's talking about dead people?
Don Rickles dies at 90, remember?
No, no, we were promoting that on SiriusXM there's going to be a tribute Don Rickles, and it's going to be hosted by Ron Bennington, another outstanding comic.
Yeah, well, they had one of those tribute shows last night and the night before, all the people who died.
Yep.
We play. What do we play? Death Bingo.
We play Deadpool Bingo.
Deadpool Bingo. So we've
I won so far. If no one else buys,
I think you're ahead. You got two deaths this year. You had
I have four.
Four? No, you didn't get four.
I have three or four.
Maybe three. I don't think you got three.
I have Don Rickles, who was one of them.
Don was on your list.
I have Don Rickles. I had Hugh Hefner.
I had
somebody else. I have. I'm in the lead.
I had Chuck Berry.
Danny had none.
Yeah, and Danny has some really good guys.
I don't have the list.
George W.'s hanging on.
No, I have George
he
W.
Has George. Oh, you have George W.?
I have Herbert Walker. I have Herbert Walker.
I have Prince Philip.
Prince Philip is, come on.
And then the other asshole that's like fucking over 100 years old. Literally over 100.
The queen of Prince Philip.
Kurt Douglas.
Kurt Douglas.
Yeah, you know, he's over 100 years old, the best.
Well, they keep living. That's the thing.
As a matter of fact, they reported last week on Facebook that he died.
And he didn't die. Yeah. Danny got really happy. He's like, I'm this close to that steak dinner. Yeah, there's a dinner on the line. And so far, if I'm winning, you guys
you
have to take me to
nobody, right,
dinner.
Billy? You're not killing off nobody this year.
No, Billy's on it like twice.
Couple. Yeah, Billy has two.
Who died on
Danny's the only one that has nobody dead.
I should have James Bond because I had the...
Well, no, play by your rules, I'd have three.
Wait, hold on. Let's play the fucking... Nick, can you please, by the way, can you bring up the list? I know you have them for Deadpool Bingo.
Yeah,
Nick,
we have it here somewhere.
I don't have the list on me, but Nick can get it for me.
Okay.
The CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Technician, will hook us up with the list.
He's got the minutes of that meeting.
Yes, he has everything. Yeah. By the way, while he looks up that, another dead iconic comic was in a documentary that I missed. It was on Spike TV. It was about Sam Kinison, and I really got to see this thing now.
Yeah, he's great.
He
was great.
Iconic comedians to me, Sam Kinison.
Oh, God.
If we're going to go through, obviously Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Sam Kinison, Don Rickles. To me, Dice, when he was in his prime, was an outstanding comedian.
Dead.
No. I'm not saying dead. I'm just saying iconic.
Oh, okay.
Because I think they changed.
Carlin,
of course, dead. And he's actually my picture on Facebook right now.
Yeah, sure.
Me and George Carlin, which was an outstanding picture that I got to take with him.
They come along once every 10 years. Maybe a good one like that comes along. You know?
No, but I'm talking about iconic comedians I think changed the game. They could be still alive or they're dead now.
Richard Pryor
obviously changed the game. I would even say Eddie Murphy when he was doing stand-up changed the presentation of the game. He had two outstanding... he had two back-to-back movies, Joe, that were phenomenal.
I'm not doubting the man's talent and ability, but to call him an innovator, Pryor led the way for guys like him.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you say him, you got to say, no, Pryor's the guy.
But you got to think that Eddie Murphy led the way for other people.
Wilson opened the door for the other two.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Absolutely. You know, what happened to Flip Wilson anyway?
He got a penis pump and died.
Wow.
He got the penis pump.
Uh-huh.
He showed up. I remember him back in the day. He was on Stern.
Mm-hmm.
He got a penis pump, and they brought a girl in that wanted she never saw it. She put her hand, like, they literally pumped up his penis live in the studio.
Oh, wow.
Because it was one of those, yeah, it was like something with a button. He had like a button installed.
Wow.
Because you gotta admit, come on, he's Flip Wilson. He definitely, he was a black dude. Yeah, he had a big dick. You know he did. And then he's out there and he come on, he's flipping. He's getting Flip Wilson pussy. Yeah. It's definitely like a big deal. What do you got, Danny?
He
Danny
died looks like he has a November 25th, 1998.
Yeah. What was it? Geraldine? Was it Geraldine?
Yeah, Geraldine. Was
he looked pretty good. Geraldine, let me tell you, he was like drag. He looked good.
Joe is such a homo.
Well, you know, he was
inside Joe wants to bang a dude so bad.
Most comedians, when they dressed up in drag, you know, it was like the Milton Berle type of guy, you know, big dress, the thing. He dressed up like a sexy black girl, you know, and he looked pretty cool, man.
Joe likes those transgender, sexy black girls.
Well, Bruce Jenner and me, we go.
Bring that big cat over here. Let Joe just fuck him.
Hey, Brucey.
Hey,
Rusev.
Yeah.
Rusev Masha. So, you know, I'm just saying, to me, though.
I don't know, you want to go back to the old days? You can go back to Abbott Costello. You can go back to even Jerry Lewis in the old days. You know, when he was really coming up. You know,
Lenny Bruce. How the fuck are we not bringing up Lenny Bruce?
Absolutely. You could make a top 100 out of these guys.
Danny, find me a top 100. There's got to be a top 100 comedian.
Let me get a top 25. I don't know about 100.
No, I bet you Comedy Central, I think, did a top 100.
Of all time.
And I
W.C. Fields.
And I think that Eddie, hold on.
Groucho,
all the Marx brothers.
Yeah.
Zeppo, Chico.
No, Zeppo, forget about Zeppo.
I know. So you got to bring Zeppo. You cannot fucking have Zeppo.
Right. He was by association.
Zeppo was the straight man. You need a good straight man or the jokes don't work.
He was good habit.
All right. You need that. What do you call that crap? But Eddie Murphy, to go back for that for a second, Eddie Murphy paved the way for other, for black comedians to really start doing bigger shit. Because they weren't doing that, Joe. They were not. No one was headlining and having, with the exception of Pryor.
You had Cosby. You know, Cosby.
Wasn't doing what Eddie Murphy did.
Oh, Cosby was big in his day.
Yes, Cosby was huge.
Cosby was huge, but he wasn't as big as Eddie Murphy when it came to. Dude, you can name the one, like, what was that? Parenthood, I think, was the name of the movie. Because that was
Cosby
the book.
Did,
what was the stand up where this is gonna be a dumb question. What was the stand up where he sat down? All of them.
Escalexis.
Where do you want me to start?
Well, go to the top. The last 10. Fuck it.
The top ten.
Top 10 of that list. Is it now? Which list is it?
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, Joe. Comedy Central, they know comedy
of all time
because they're the central of comedy.
Is this of all time? Danny?
Of all time.
Yes,
right?
Of all time.
Oh, I just smashed my microphone.
Coming in at. Let's go from 10.
Joe, 10. Drum rolls. What are you doing? We need drum rolls, people.
I got Christmas gifts all over my drums.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't forget about it.
Coming in at number 10.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, funny man. Fuck you.
Well, I'll let you know the validity when I hear the rest of them. You know?
Okay, so Eddie Murphy, though, what I said, Eddie Murphy.
They're talking about all time.
But I said he was iconic. That's all I said.
He's okay.
Okay, I'm very.
I didn't say he was political, Joe. I said he was iconic.
Very interesting. Interested to hear about coming in at number 9, which you have to say.
Coming in at number 9.
Roseanne Barr.
Whoa.
I don't know.
What was the reason? Did they have a reason?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, she was innovative, but, I mean, Phyllis Diller definitely fucking trumps her
absolutely.
In that department.
Even Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers trumps them all, quite
absolutely.
Frankly, in my opinion.
You're
but that's
talking
just
female
By
comics.
The way, Joan Rivers not in the top 10.
Yeah. Not in the Come top on. 10. This list is
this list even, is bogus.
This list is fugazi.
It's bogus. All right,
go ahead, go ahead.
Coming in at number 8.
Number 8.
Bill Cosby.
All right. That was before he touched everybody.
La 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 la.
Here's my pills.
I take this pill.
All right. What else?
Number 7, Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney should be there.
Rodney should be a little even higher on the list, in my opinion.
Wow, this list blows.
All right. Wait, number 6, right?
Number 6, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
He's okay.
I
mean, you got to love Steve Martin. You got to be a fan of Steve
Martin. He's more of an actor comic.
But he's also, like, he's gone on from doing the comedy to doing Broadway plays now.
Yeah, well, he's an old
And he always played the banjo, and he has that banjo group, too.
He's a funny guy, but I wouldn't go all time.
I want to put him number 6.
In the 70s, you were running around doing the funky tut.
No, you know, these guys are good. You can't take it away that they're good. Everybody's good on the list. But when you say all time.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you. But, Joe, look, for a fact, gentlemen, may I point out, when he's with Dan Aykroyd, he's a wild and crazy guy.
So, all right. Number five.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
All right. I mean, Chris Rock did a lot of shit that people don't.
You see,
I can't.
Put him above Eddie Murphy? Not me.
See,
I think Eddie Murphy should be above him.
I agree with you. I think Eddie Murphy. I think they should switch spots.
This is a bogus.
See, for me, I look at it the test of time. Like, what will stand up in, say, 50 years? Who's going to stand up better? You know,
Rock has great material, though. Rock has very intelligent material.
Like right. I said, these are all funny guys.
I mean
can't
Red Fox.
Look, your list may
Jonathan
vary.
Jonathan Winters.
Number four, another interesting one. I think I would like to hear what everybody has to say. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number four, Woody Allen.
Ugh.
I hate
Woody Allen.
He's a comedian?
Yeah. The comedian stuff was funny.
He's a filmmaker. That's what we all know him as.
But when he started, that little Jewish kid from Brooklyn
humor, he wasn't funny. He wasn't funny.
It kind of worked.
I wanted to punch him in the face.
He's not funny. Woody Allen, fuck all the other shit. I don't even care if he fucking diddled a child. I don't even care about that right now. My point is, as a comedian or even as a funny person, I've never found anything that Woody Allen has ever done to be funny. Especially not worthy of what number was he in?
Four.
Suck a bag of dicks. How are you at four?
I classify him as interesting. Either. All his work is interesting. I enjoy his movies. I do. But they're not funny, like guffaw funny.
Right.
They're like, you know, they're not like Mel Brooks funny or something like
Mel
that.
Mel Brooks, you know. Right there. You just brought up the greatest point.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks worked with him on the Show of Shows.
Right.
Mel Brooks is 1,000 times fucking funnier than Woody fucking Allen.
Well, totally.
Sid Caesar by himself
is
10 times funnier than Woody Allen. What the fuck?
Number three, Lenny Bruce.
All right, Lenny should be there.
I would say
Lenny Bruce should be there.
3, 2, or 1, quite frankly, because I think Lenny Bruce was iconic when it came to pushing the envelope and making sure that everyone understood.
That's why he should be there for that.
Oh, absolutely. Pushing the envelope and making sure that people understood what adult comedy is, what being blue is about. Not just saying fuck, shit, piss for the sake of it. He wove it into a rich tapestry of comedy.
Well, you know where Lenny Bruce got his act? He got his act from Jack Durant.
Yeah, but did Jack Durant do it as well? Lenny Bruce was a fucking conqueror, motherfucker. I mean, come on
now. Number two.
All right, number two. Billy.
George Carlin.
Carlin should be up there.
Well, you know the famous story, right?
He's a innovative, funny man.
You know the famous story of why Carlin is connected to Lenny Bruce?
Not really, no.
Lenny Bruce got arrested for obscenity. They came on stage, and they fucking put him in the back of a paddy wagon.
Right.
Inside the same paddy wagon on that night, it's the famous time that he was arrested. The famous fucking time that Lenny Bruce was arrested.
Yeah.
And had to defend himself, had to go to all that. He, inside the paddy wagon with Lenny Bruce, is a young George Carlin.
Oh, wow.
And then Lenny Bruce turns to George Carlin.
In your early 50s, man. Like,
yeah, yeah, Lenny Bruce turns to George Carlin and says, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you in here with me? And then George Carlin said, yeah, they were asking me for ID, and I told them to go fuck themselves. Lenny Bruce then turns to George Carlin and said, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Because that's not what this was about. Lenny Bruce got thrown in that paddy wagon for a reason. George Carlin kind of was like a follower that shouldn't have. Yes, you were trying to stick it to the man. More power to you. Oh. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, Lenny Bruce was doing it for a higher purpose.
There was meaning.
Then George went on to, in my opinion, George went on to be the Lenny Bruce without the heroin.
All right, real quick.
In my opinion.
Number one, around the table. Ed, who do you think number one is?
Number one, Richard Pryor.
Joe?
I would say, if we're going from the list we just got.
The way this list is, yeah, I'd have to agree. He'd be the
I'm saying Pryor.
I'm going to say Bernie Mac, because it sounds like a popularity.
No, nah. Richard Pryor is number
he said
one.
Bernie Mac. Richard, I love Bernie Mac.
No,
Jesus.
But I pictured as being.
All right, so now I have another
like
list from Rolling Stone.
Okay,
top
Rolling,
50.
Top 50. All right. Let's look at the top 10 of the
top
50. Top
10. They'll have number 10 is Mort Saul.
Mort Saul, outstanding stand up.
Different kind of
Number different. Nine, yeah. Dave Chappelle.
I would say Dave Chappelle. Wait, we're going to. Hold on a minute. We have to discuss this. This is kind of McLaughlin group of comedy right now we're going to do. Yeah. Because if we're going by what Billy fucking said before, Billy's absolutely right. Billy's saying, what's going to stand the test of time? Chappelle's stand-up is going to stand the test of time. He's one of those thought-provoking comics. Yeah. Mort Saul was the same thing. Mort Saul was doing the paper stuff. Yeah. He was reading out of the newspaper and giving you more intelligence. So I can see how this is going, Danny. Keep going.
All right, number eight, which I think was on the last list, is the same as the cause.
Wow, he stayed at number eight on both lists.
I think so.
That's
he
fucking
pretty
weird.
Much down
yeah, well,
there.
Where are the Bob Newhart's and the Bob Hopes? And those
they're
guys?
Higher up on the list. It's, this is just the top 10 of the top 50.
Number seven,
mm-hmm.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. I was going to say, where the fuck was Seinfeld in that top 10?
I don't want to call him an innovator, but he was a funny guy.
Yeah. I think he's an innovator just for the fact that he's an innovator when it comes to the fucking type of comic.
And where the hell was Robin Williams, man? Give me a break.
Hold on, we're not done with the list. What the fuck? When you do observant comedy.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Observational comedy, as they say. So I think he definitely is there.
Not making, another one not making a top 10 on Comedy Central's list, but made this list. Number six, Joan Rivers.
Abso-fucking-lutely. She should be higher up than six. I'm sorry.
A long career.
One of the best insult comics in the world.
And for a woman, too, you know?
There's the sexist, but yes.
A little
well,
bit.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's harder for a woman to make
all right, that'll give you.
He's a notch or two above on this list. Chris Rock coming in at number five.
I don't even see him in the top 10. He's good, but, yeah, come on.
Number four, Louis C.K.
Before the masturbation stuff,
I like Louis, but I think his career is too young to
and
be.
I don't think Louis should be that low on the list.
And three, two, and one is the same as the other list, with Lenny Bruce coming in at three, Colin at two, and Richard Pryor at one.
Where's Robin Williams? He's not even around.
Well, he's Milton probably Burrow. Further down. Hold on.
All right, so wait, because I know we gotta get out of here in a little bit. If we have to let's just say we have Carlin, we have Lenny Bruce, and we have Pryor, right?
Yeah.
Who's the fourth face on the Mount Rushmore of comedy then?
Bob Hope.
You going Bob Hope? No, are you really doing it? So Bob Hope, Danny, you got one? Your fourth face on the Mount Rushmore of comedy. I mean,
that's a very difficult question.
It's definitely going to be a question that we're going to throw out here right now.
You got Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks
could be
Andy
out there.
Kaufman.
Kaufman is very good.
Who, by the way, is number 14 on the.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, according to a whole bunch of people. Talking to Tony Clifton and not your wife.
Bill Hicks, number 13 on the top 50.
Deservingly so. I don't think Bill Hicks should be in the top 10, but he definitely should
Robin Williams, number 12.
Where the hell is Bill Hicks?
You don't know who Bill Hicks is?
No,
dude,
who
please,
YouTube it later.
Yeah, when you're done
be,
here,
no,
YouTube
to be,
it.
To be as you know, popular as these other comedians that we're naming.
Dude,
know.
Bill Hicks is but fucking. If he didn't die, he'd still be performing.
He would have exploded.
On this list,
big
Steve
time.
Martin was is number 11.
I don't think to me Steve Martin was never a great stand-up. I'm sorry. He's not a great. I
if
don't
you
find
caught
him
during that.
Dude, I watched
70 Rise.
Dude, I'm a student of the comedy game. So, I've watched all that shit.
List has Woody Allen where he belongs at number like all the way down like number 30.
He needs to be fucking number 50.
Than, yeah,
where's Sam Kinison?
No, Dick Gregory number 20.
Dick Gregory is a fucking legend.
29. Come on, fucking load
Louis
asshole.
Louis Black.
Red Fox is 27.
Paul Mooney.
Red Fox
Paul
is
Mooney
a...
was
oh, boo on this
a
list. They have Ronnie Dangerfield at number 26.
Come on.
Here's a
popularity kind
by
of...
By the way,
George Burns.
We're going to have to get out of here in a little bit. Big so let me just make this royal decree for February, Danny.
No. Mm-hmm.
For February, Black History Month, All right. I don't know how many weeks you're in February. Is it 4 or 3? What do we got?
This is 29th, yeah.
That helps me, Joe. Thanks. Well, how many, then, no matter how many weeks they are, how many weeks they are, whatever it is, can I please have the best black comedians ever? I want Pryor. I want fucking, we did Paul Mooney. I want
Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone.
One of the original.
Tremendous black woman.
One of the original kid touchers.
Oh, yes. Remember. But they were her kids.
Don't touch me. Yeah.
So is that okay? I'm just asking.
Paula Poundstone. Right?
Paula Poundstone.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, outstanding black comedian. Wow. Outstanding.
Big Mom Mabel.
David Alan Greer.
Big Mabel, yeah.
Mom's Mabel.
Oh, God, the show is over already?
Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, one important life lesson. If you're gonna fuck that chicken, don't ever compare that chicken and say that that chicken is not as political as Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, too.
Right now.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
I'm gonna name my shit Rosie O'Donnell.
I know you are. And to everybody else, I say AMF, and you know what that means. It means... Thank you. Adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.